Breathe deep.
My allergies are bad. That's why I'm sniffing.
Yeah, my allergies are really bad. It's this fucking smoggy city.
But it's nice out today.
It's still humid, though.
You think so?
Let's stop talking about the weather. I'm Nora.
I'm Kathy. You've reached the sniffer, where we like to talk about the weather and other neat stuff. So, Nora, you go.
Well, this is funny, because usually we kind of look for things that we want to talk about independently, and this has never happened before. We both actually came up with the same story. And the reason it happened is because you went to my favorite website, my favorite British geeky magazine, New Scientist. And New Scientist?
It's not just yours.
Yeah, okay, maybe a few other people like New Scientist. It is the most popular science magazine in the world, I think, in fact.
It's cool.
It is very cool. It's very cool. Anyway, they had this article about how scientists at Michigan State have designed a glove that they say might allow doctors to do breast exams from a remote location.
Would you let some, it's like a haptic glove. You're there with your poor, the twins are there with a glove on your tit. And some doctor in a remote area is going to go, squeeze! Would you do that? Would you let them do that?
Well, I don't think it's, I guess there's a lot of questions still, and even it even mentions in the article, there are questions about whether that technology is like anywhere near close enough to having that degree of sensitivity that it could actually not only avoid squeezing your boobs too hard, but that it could actually detect something like a lump or whatever. I think they're pretty far from that happening. And it's all, like, what the thing that kills me about this, it's you know, when you read these medical reports, they're always grounded in this sort of claim that there's going to be some, like, who could argue? It's a motherhood issue, right? Who could argue with better breast cancer screening, right? But the reality is that there's this whole big push on for, like, incorporating touch. Now that we're living so much in the virtual world, it is this thing called haptic, which is creating synthetic touch, right? And they're starting to suggest this maybe the next big thing is basically the touchy internet and touching people and things from remote locations.
So how would that work? Actually, just to go back to the haptic glove, just imagine you could be some sort of a dirty doctor. There could be like what if somebody, could the glove kind of creep all over your body?
Well, that's a thing. Like, as soon as I started reading about these haptic things, it immediately reminded me of, like, the early days of
the dirty robot.
the early days of the popularization of the internet, like the beginning of the 90s when everything was cyber, you know, remember that?
Yeah.
And everybody was talking about teledildonics and how, you know, there was going to be all this virtual sex, right? So immediately the applications of, like, yeah, virtual sex or an adaptation for porn, you can imagine, too.
Yeah, but that was what the internet now is used the most for, is porn.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that, I mean, but, you know, you're not going to find medical researchers who are wanting to get funding saying it'll make more realistic porn.
So, but with this haptic, just so I completely understand it, because I think you're a little bit clearer than I am, is this the sort of thing that you would have a... Okay, well, since we're talking about sex, like, you know, you could have a haptic glove that sort of wraps around, for a man, wraps around his penis, and then somebody else moves it up and down?
I think that it actually works the other way now, that what the sensation is created by in the person who's holding, who has the glove, rather than the person who's receiving the touch. That's my understanding of the way it works. But, I mean, there's no reason why you couldn't wear the glove on another part of your body.
Creepy. I would never, ever, ever let have a breast exam done by some robot.
Well, it's another case of solving a problem, which is a social problem, lack of doctors in remote areas, with a technical solution, rather than having, you know, because the other problem with that is that if your doctor is doing your breast examination virtually, you're also not going to have the opportunity to have a face-to-face conversation with your doctor, which it might become clear that, you know, you're having emotional problems or any of the other things that come up in, you know, a visit with your family doctor.
I guess potentially in the future, you know, all kidding aside, you could, you know, maybe have a robot do any kind of a procedure on you, some sort of a surgical procedure, with a medical team, you know, in a hospital somewhere, walking the robot through, perhaps with your aid.
Sure, wouldn't surprise me. And we were talking about how much things have changed since the cyber days. Because we're grannies. Remember, like, when we first got to know each other, like, via email? It sounded like such a novelty, right? That was sort of early 90s.
It was fun.
It was fun, yeah, back in the heyday. granny! But it is the 10th anniversary of Amazon.
It's been 10 years?
Yeah, July the 16th is the 10th anniversary of Amazon, and last year they had some huge amount of sales, $6.92 billion US in sales.
It boggles the mind.
It also reminded me that in the cyber days, everyone used to talk about the internet as being like some, you know, massive force for democracy, and not like it was going to revolutionize shopping. It's more like what happened.
It's true, revolutionize shopping. And sex. Mm-hmm. That's what we're sniffing. So I guess that's it for today, huh? What's up for tomorrow?
On tomorrow's episode, Hazardous Materials, the New Paint.
Check it out. I'm Kathy.
I'm Nora, and send us an email, thesniffer@technologian.org. Bye.
Bye.